Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, Steve Halpern, myself. The purpose of this podcast is to bring you the latest health news to make a difference in your life, your family, and friends. There's so much information on the web. It's hard to differentiate sometimes what's real and what's hype. And so I try and sort through this to make it easier for you to make good health decisions. Well, the topic of today's podcast is breast cancer and breast cancer prevention. Unfortunately, the mainstream misses a lot of valuable health information. Women are told, go for regular mammograms, eat a healthy diet. Well, they don't really specify great what's a healthy diet. Exercise, have a normal weight. Well, wonderful. Is there much, much more? Yes, there is much, much more. And this information comes from enlightened oncologists and immunologists because the exciting area of cancer treatment now is immunology. And even better is turning on your immune system before there's a problem. Well, how might you do that? Well, here's the exciting news. You know, the field of microbiome, all these probiotics in your gut, has exploded in the last number of years. You can't go any place without seeing some sort of probiotic supplement, whether they're good or not. There's everything from supplements to gummies to mouthwashes to skin products. I mean, it's endless. And it's possible that the merchandising and marketing has surpassed the available science right now. I mean, you can do a microbiome gut project analysis of your microbiome, but it's not all that valid yet because we don't know everything about our microbiome. Is the sample picking up your whole microbiome, your diverse microbiome, or just a select area? I mean, yes, there are drug companies now working on microbiome or what we call probiotic pills. How interesting that they're working on probiotic pills. But you don't have to wait for that. Well, let me get to the nitty-gritty here. There was a news article yesterday that talked about analyzing the microbiome in breast tissue, and this was in animals, okay, and it was in monkeys, and they saw a difference they didn't really see a difference because they weren't really looking at breast cancer. They just wanted to see if it was actually probiotics there, but that's old news. They've actually analyzed, I went and did a search, and they've analyzed breast tissue of women who have had breast cancer and healthy breasts, and there was a difference in the microbiome. How exciting. And in fact, it favored certain probiotics that protected against DNA damage, which is a precancer factor, and it also had probiotics that seemed to support immune system, turning on cancer-killing genes. How wonderful. And then this research went on to talk about how consuming probiotics, probiotic foods, probiotic yogurts, if you can tolerate dairy, they make non-dairy ones now too, and kefir and kimchi, and taking good fibers like inulin and flaxseed, and as I said previously, in beans and things that would be in a good fiber Mediterranean diet. Now remember, Japanese women have the lowest risk of breast cancer in the world until they change their diet and move to Hawaii, and then adopting that diet, a Western diet, their rates of breast cancer go up. So definitely a change. You know, the Japanese diet has A lot of seaweeds. Seaweeds have fiber. Seaweeds support a healthy microbiome. In addition, there's small amounts of tofu and green tea, which is shown to have very protective breast health properties. So now, eating a healthy diet has other reasons besides all the great benefits for breast cancer prevention. Are there other things? Yes, as I just mentioned, green tea, and there was a huge clinical trial on sulforaphane, ingredient made from broccoli seed, though you'd have to eat boxes of broccoli sprouts. It's not particularly made from broccoli, and was shown to kill breast cancer cells in women undergoing surgery. Yes, in the breast tissue itself, it was starting to kill breast cancer cells, and especially breast cancer stem cells. Unfortunately, this trial, costing $500,000, is not well known, and certainly consuming green vegetables would be good, but there's no assurance you'll be getting enough sulforaphane. I mean, it's a good idea for other reasons. The best way to get sufficient sulforaphane is from broccoli seed, and the most potent source right now in the marketplace is Vitalica Physician, a very, very potent, tested, patented source of this protective sulforaphane, protective of breast tissue, and you can find this at talkingherbals.com. Now let me get back to what else can you do. Well, certainly, having a diabetic issue, having elevated blood sugar, central obesity around the waist is certainly a breast cancer risk. You're producing bad estrogen, often from fat tissue, adipose tissue. And so supporting liver function is very, very important, because you want to convert the estrogen into beneficial estrogen metabolites that are protective, and a healthy microbiome will do that. So it would do it both in your gut but in breast tissue. There's a supplement that integrative physicians often recommend called DIM, diendomethane. Some of it's found in broccoli seed, as I told you, and some doctors recommend, or health practitioners recommend, a DIM supplement for hormonal balance. So there's lots and lots to do rather than just frequent mammograms, which might actually increase the risk. Okay, that exposure to the radiation. Thermography is interesting. Computerized thermography together with ultrasound is interesting. And, of course, excellent breast examination, self-examination is valuable. So now you have some really good tools to share. And please share this podcast, because it can make a real, real difference in people's lives. Feel free to subscribe, and then you'll get the latest of these podcasts. And if you have comments or questions, you can email me at NutraSteve, NutraSteve@hotmail.com. Thank you so much for listening.